To check in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. Happy Tuesday, Mayor.
Happy Tuesday, Joe. Beautiful morning.
It really is gorgeous. And finally starting to see some foliage around our parts these days. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's funny. A number of the maples, especially the sugar maples, they pop really early. Yeah. I was down in Mount Wallison a couple of weeks ago, and they were in full blaze. Beautiful. And the autumn blaze in front of City Hall looks spectacular right now.
Yeah, it's postcard perfect for sure. So, photographers, this is the time. Get out there for sure.
Yep.
I was hoping we could talk a little bit more about your presentation to the City Council last night, Mayor, regarding the city's debt and its potential impact on taxes coming up in the future.
Sure. Well, I was glad to be attend last night. I was invited by the City Council. David McCarthy put that forth to discuss the debt service, because what happens, and it happens all across society today, Joe, is people take one word, one line, one number completely out of context and run with it. Last night I tried to lay out the big picture, the whole picture, on the financial situation of our city in light of our debt service. And I broke the debt down into three buckets: the pension obligation bond, which saves us at least $168 million over the life of that bond. I broke out the DIF, the District Improvement Financing, and I said many years ago that the downtown would pay for itself with all the improvements. The public is enjoying Hancock Adams Common, enjoying Kilroy Square, enjoying the mini pocket parks throughout the square. It's all been paid for by the new growth in the downtown. So your taxes out in House Neck or West Quincy aren't paying for that. And the third bucket is the general debt. So that would be schools, parks, water mains, and sewer lines, and seawalls, public safety headquarters. And a number of those projects we have. As you know, we're very aggressive. We get a lot of reimbursement from the school building authority and the schools. We've got federal money in other awards, like $10 million is going to help from the feds to pay for Southern Artery to be redone. We're always pushing and looking for ways to augment our own funds with state and federal money. We've been very successful. So there's the three buckets that we talked about last night to put it all in perspective. And one of the lines I love to use is that we're on five new schools. Squanum Elementary is the fifth school that we've done without a Prop 2.5 override. Joe, that's unheard of in Massachusetts. There's communities on the South Shore that for one school they need an override. There's cities that need an override for one school, such as Somerville and Newton a few years back. So there's a lot of examples out there of across Massachusetts. There's very few communities that are in better shape financially than Quincy. And it doesn't happen by accident. It's good policies, it's discipline, it's accountability, working well with the City Council. And I know that there's some folks in the public that talk about we're spending too much. And I always ask the question back, Joe, whenever I'm engaged. Okay, should we not do the seawalls? Oh, you have to do those. Should we not do the new schools with the reimbursement of the state? You have to do those. Should we not do the roads and the pipes? No, you have to do that. Okay, then tell me what I shouldn't do. I mean, we're doing great stuff because for years, administrations, with all the respect, kicked the can down the road. They were two-year terms. We'll worry about that. We'll let the next guy worry about that. And it's caught up to us. And much like your home, if you let your home go, it's going to cost you a lot more down the road. You know, I view the debt much like people have mortgages or second mortgages to either do work on their homes, send their kids to college, whatever it may be. It's along the same lines for those folks that are trying to understand it. So I would suggest anybody that wants any more detail, wants to sit down with my municipal finance team to go over everything. We get everything online. People talk about transparency. We have stuff online about the budget, every aspect of it. You can find whatever you looking for, but if you need some guidance, my team will be happy to sit with you. So I'm really proud of who we're at in so many ways, and I'm proud of the team that we have assembled. Department heads and managers and employees who are doing a bang-up job across the board. And in addition to dealing with the debt service, because we've embraced growth and new development, it fuels the engine. It provides the fuel for the engine, meaning the city budget, the operating budget. It's allowed us to add teachers, firefighters, police officers, I mean, we're really in a good place as far as the city goes and all the departments that serve the residents of the city.
As you know, Mayor, with regards to the Prop 2.5 override question, some folks argue they would like a Prop 2.5 override question to leave it up to the voters to decide. How do you respond to that?
Well, if that were the case, then I would have to spend $30 more this year because we have excess levy capacity. So your taxes would go up dramatically to get to the levy and then do a question for a Prop 2.5 override. You're going to be paying triple. That's an absurd statement. Since I've been in, we've left $430 million on the table, so we didn't go to the excess levy capacity. And, I mean, we did go to the limit, which allowed us excess capacity. Communities all around us are at the max. They're at the limit. So we've saved taxpayers over $400 million since I've been in office because we haven't gone to the limit.
Question was raised.
That's an absurd argument, Joe. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay. Question, as you know, raised last night about a bill, basically, for the pension of $14 million. I wonder if you could explain that.
Yeah, so there's the bill we get each year from the retirement system. And one of the reasons we did the pension obligation bond, because that bill was going up dramatically every year. If we didn't do the pension obligation bond, it'd be $13 million more this year, for example, than the debt service that we come up with. The $16 million, I would argue, we paid the full amount. We paid $475 million. So there's two things here. One is I want to stabilize the retirement system for employees, but two is I want to save the taxpayers of Quincy serious dollars, and that's what this does. So we got a bill that's based on an actuary study from a company that the retirement system has used. I think the report is flawed. We bring in another company in, Milliman, who is one of the tops in the industry, to do some analysis. I still would argue, whatever that number is, my argument is take it out of the 475. We already fully funded your system. Now, the market has an effect on the retirement system, Joe. The stock market, how it does, investments and dividends. So we dipped a couple of years ago, but we're back up to 94% funding. And by the end of this year, it'll be at almost 98%. What I'm going to do, I think I'm going to have legislation filed. When a retirement system goes over 100%, maybe you go to 105%, anything more than that, perhaps money should be returned to the cities and towns who funded the retirement system. So there's a lot of complexities and factors to it. But we had conversations with PARAC, which is the Public Employee Retirement Administration Commission, what it stands for. They oversee retirement system with the rules and regs. And they indicated to us that they're not worried about Quincy. We're at 94%. They're worried about cities and systems across the state who are well below the funding levels that they ought to be.
Why?
You know, the city of Chicago is only 25% funded in the retirement system. Mm. They are billions in the hole. I mean, this is an issue around the country. Mm-hmm. But I would argue we're in damn good shape.
Why didn't they take that payment out of the 475? Did they explain that?
Those are discussions we're having, Joe.
Okay.
First of all, that number that they assigned was a bogus number. That's why we're doing our own homework. I think looking at some of the issues that we've had with the retirement system, I think some of the blame could go to the actuary studies that were done by this company. I think they have done a poor job with their analysis. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing in one of the top in the state, doing all the analysis in that regard. And then we'll have further discussions with PARAC and where we go down the road.
Okay. Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when that 475 was passed, that essentially, it's like paying off your mortgage, right?
Yeah, essentially fully funded the system,
right.
Correct. And from my view, hey, we just gave you 475. Don't come back looking for more. That's my opinion on it.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's intricacies and regulations. We'll work through those.
Okay.
But I think we'll come to a good result.
So I know you were asked last night, and I'd be remiss, too, if I didn't ask you, can you give us any indication as to where property taxes are headed for the next fiscal year?
I'd be shocked if you didn't ask me that, Joe. I think you're the most persistent on subject matter, and I think that's a good thing, Joe.
Thank you.
We as I said last night, there's factors that go into that. One is the budget that we passed in the spring, right? So we have to fund that budget now. One is the certification of our free cash from the state has to happen. And another certification from the state through our assessor's office is all the new values established this year. They have to approve all of that before we can submit our tax rate. Then, of course, the state then would certify the tax rate once it's finished. In reality, just like I talked about last night, every city and town in Massachusetts goes up on the taxes every year. We will be going up on the taxes, but in my view, in a modest way.
And a timeline, Mayor, for when the information will be available?
It's usually next month, late in November and early December is when we have the hearing and then the vote.
Okay, very good. Of course, I'll keep asking you.
That's okay. I'll keep giving the same answer.
And I do appreciate that. Anything else we should let folks know about right now? There was a lot of information shared last night, as you mentioned. One of the notes that I thought was interesting was the assessments that have gone up 32% in just 4 years.
Yeah, the city is hot. The real estate is extremely hot in Quincy. And the reason for that, I would argue, in spite of what my naysayers say, the city is safe, it's clean, incredible services, whether it's, you know, if it's so back up in the middle of the night, we go in there. Most cities and towns, they call Mr. Drain. You know, if you have an erosion issue in your neighborhood, we go into private property and set traps and bait. They don't do that in most cities and towns. So we do it all as a city, and we do it well. Our parks are beautiful. The library system is excellent. Our schools are the best in the state as far as any urban district goes. So people want to live here. The natural resources, I mean, from the Blue Hills to the Atlantic Ocean, people are more into nature today. They appreciate the beautiful natural resources we have in the city, never mind the historical assets we have. So it's people want to be here. That's a reflection. And by the way, if you owned a house for 25, 30 years, that's what you want to see with your investment. You want to see that number go up, and at some point, you're going to cash in, sell the house, and downsize. So, you know, I know that, you know, because of higher values, taxes are higher. That's the system. I didn't invent the system, but that's the system we deal with. But I'd rather be in that place than values going down, like some other older cities that you know you don't get any return on your investment in your home. So it's a great city. We're right in the middle of 351 cities and towns on tax burden. But we're at the top of the list on services. And I would argue with anybody on that any day.
Very good. Always good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
Same here, Joe. Sorry, it's a little on my soapbox, but nope. Continuation last night.
That's what this is. That's what this is for. We're happy to let you have it.
Thanks, Joe.
Enjoy the day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.